Hello and welcome to the unofficial Bozinger Senior Hockey League podcast. I'm your host, Corey, joined by my co-host, Corey.
Hi.
We have some special guests here today with us, Corey.
We do.
I'm going to go in order of how we see them on screen. So the first person that we have is the social media of, she's basically the social media queen of the BSHL. She does all of our graphics. She... huge supporter of the podcast. Couldn't do this without her. Also, my girlfriend, Tracy.
Hello, everyone.
How do you feel coming on the podcast for the first time, Tracy?
I feel fine. I've heard enough of it, so I think I know how it goes.
All right. Second guest today, if you guys can't guess it. We've got quite the introduction for her. She's got a lot of nicknames. Let's start running those down first. We got Shirley, Corey, Shelly. Shell, Shells and Cheese, Nashville Hot Chicken, Mushroom Condiment, Camera, The Locker Room Creeper, that's my favorite, Cheryl.
Hi, everybody.
Poor Cheryl. She's like,
I'm so red right now.
And this is the first episode that we post video. No, just kidding. That would be terrible. That'd be terrible. All right. So, Corey, how do you feel having these two guests on? First time we have two guests at once.
Long overdue. I feel like they're fan favorites, and I think the fans are really going to enjoy having the stars behind the cameras.
There we go. How do you guys feel being here? Tracy, you go first.
I feel good. I'm not necessarily one for being out in front. But I think it's good for Cheryl and I to kind of have representation.
Cheryl?
Absolutely. 100% agree with Tracy. Yeah, been long overdue, like Corey said. Yeah, just thanks for having
us. Oh, so next year you'll be on more often? Thanks.
That's a no, but thank you.
I tried. Guys, I tried. All right, so we're going to start with the very basic question that we ask every guest that we have on this podcast.
Oh yeah.
When I ask them, Tracy, you can answer first, Shirley, you'll answer second.
Okay.
I don't want you guys talking over each other. So I know you both love to talk, especially Tracy. What's your favorite rink food?
I knew this was coming. I would say most of whatever Dope Town cooks in their canteen. So I know the burger is the thing, and it is very, very good. I've also had their hot dog and their chicken burger, and
So the moral of the story is Dope Town.
Yes.
The Dope Town canteen. What about the Donair burger in Spring Hill?
Yes, that is true. It's Dope Town's a little closer though. So
that's a good what are you gonna drink with that snack?
The Pepsi Zero if they have it, but if not, a Diet Pepsi.
Okay. Cheryl, what's your favorite rink food?
Oh my gosh, this is a stacked order.
It doesn't have to be like a certain rink. You can just say you're a normal.
Okay, well, I love the burgers in Dope Town. First off, that's my number one right there. Dope Town burger without onions. So the Corys can
blasphemy.
Bye. It's been good having you.
Mute her.
I do love the Donair burger as well in Spring Hill. It's amazing there. I love the Putins at the Kent Arena. I love the, oh my gosh, I love the French fries and the burgers in Trackety. I love the, oh my gosh, there's too many rinks. There's too many rinks and too much good food. I'm a fan of food, obviously.
hot dogs and Buktouche.
Hot dogs and Buktouche are pretty good.
Hot dogs in Miramichi.
Miramichi,
love that too. Yeah,
we've eaten a lot of rink food. So now my next question, what's your favorite rink in the league?
I would say, because I spent most of this winter sick, any rink that has any slight sense of warmth to it, And so far, that really has been the JK.
Buck-touche. That's a nice, that's a beautiful arena, too.
It is.
Yeah.
Cheryl?
I'm along the same line as Tracy. JK is my favorite. The seats are nice. They're comfortable. The view is great. You know?
So I can say definitively that I know Cheryl's least favorite rink in the league, and it has nothing to do with the people or the town. It's a beautiful town. The people there feared us great, and she loves the food there. The rink in Tracadie.
Oh my gosh.
The first game we went to in Tracadie, Cheryl's terrified of getting hit with a puck, and she's terrified to fall. And I'm an asshole. I'm just going to preface that with that. So she's standing on the bench. And if you've never been to the game, a game in Tracadie, they have wooden benches and everybody stands like on the end of them. And I was behind Cheryl and I just touched her back and I was like, oh my God, you might fall. She subsequently stood way back for like half a period. Like, I am a complete jerk. But Cheryl, yeah, you're not a fan of the Tracadie rink. It scares you.
It scares me. The glass is very low. I almost got hit the first time I was there by a puck in I think it was just practice beforehand. And, yeah, I almost got hit by the puck, and Corey pushed, like he touched me, and I jumped. I'm a very jumpy, nervous person. I wonder why, because Corey's my brother, and he's ridiculed me and picked on me all my life. So, yeah.
Ridiculed.
That is some fake news.
Skeletons in the closets there. Wow.
What is your favorite drive to a rink in the league?
I can tell you what mine isn't.
what is yours not, Corey? Go ahead.
For how great the people are there, how great their arena is, how great the players have been. That Dalhousie drive is BR Oodle.
Mm-hmm. Especially on the way back.
Yes. The first times we went, it was always snowing.
Mm-hmm.
But the last few ones were really good, but the snowy ones, I remember getting home at 3 a.m. once. That was the same night that you kept ribbing your sister.
Yes.
I would never do that. My favorite drive, personally, I love the drive to Tracadie. It's like older road, but also a really nice scenery, nice view, and it feels like it goes really fast.
I can give you my favorite, too.
Rishabakta or Buck-touche?
Buck-touche, it's 2 minutes away.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Tracy?
Rishabakta, because it's like, what, 3 turns, maybe?
Cheryl?
Rishabakta, it's the closest, of course.
You guys suck. Isn't half the fun driving to the rink?
I do enjoy the driving. The driving is awesome. Probably my favorite longer drive, maybe Miramichi. Yeah. That's a nice drive. I do like going out Tracadie Shippigan Way as well because it's the scenery. And I don't find, like, I've always been an off-road person. I'm not a big fan of highways. So, yeah, I like the side roads type of thing a lot better. So, Tracadie
Shippigan. But you're going to say your favorite drive is the highway to Miramichi.
Yeah.
You know,
I drive there enough, so.
The drive to Spring Hill, it goes by pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, surprisingly.
I love Spring Hill.
Spring Hill's great.
Yeah, I love the food there. I think that's my thing. I just love going there and having some pizza and burgers. What did you think when I told you that I was going to start a podcast around the BSHL and that Corey was going to be my co-host and this was the plan? Tracy, go first.
I mean, it was a lot at once because it wasn't. So for those that don't know, I had lived in Fredericton. Corey and I met, like all millennials do, online. I was in Fredericton. He was here. It was about 3.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so we had gone on a trip to Quebec City and we were coming back. And he had sort of started this kind of idea. He was tossing around the whole podcast concept. And we had already decided that I was going to move in with him when my lease was up in November. And I get a text from the property management guy being like, hey, we have someone that will move into your unit if you're willing to move out like 2 months early. And I'm like, great. I'll save myself a couple thousand dollars. It'll be fantastic. But I would have to move 2 weeks later. And so he's starting this podcast. I'm moving. I've also started a brand new job in Moncton. So it was a whole lot of change at once. Supportive, but I did not realize what it was going to be.
The exact same day, we went to see Raw in Quebec City. On the Tuesday, we were driving home, and somebody texted me and said that they uploaded the schedule. They announced the schedule on the website. And she got a phone call from the property management almost within like 20 minutes of each other. Mm-hmm. So we were driving from, I think we were in Edmonton, from Edmonton to Richibucto, talking about like, okay, so the podcast, which I had kind of talked about, there's going to have to be an episode that's posted tonight. And we had some like, there was some serious discussions that ended up being the podcast essentially from Edmonton to Richibucto on that day. And then I think I brought Corey on a few weeks later. And yeah, there we went.
When you realized how shitty you were by yourself.
It's true. Yeah.
He wasn't shitty. He wasn't shitty by himself. It's just the episodes were short. Like the first episode was like 3 minutes and the other one was like five. Most
loyal friend, Corey.
Yeah, you're a good friend. I suck by myself. Corey's great. I need somebody to bounce. No, I think I needed somebody to bounce it off of. And you're the perfect fit for that. So
thank you.
Absolutely agreed.
Yeah,
Cheryl, what did that happened pretty quick too.
Oh yeah, Cheryl, what did you think about the start of the podcast, or when I told you that I was going to start this?
I knew you could do it. I knew you had drive and you had passion, and that you were going to get it done because you never say no, and you don't give up easily.
So, I only half-ass on diets.
Exactly, and that's fine.
But Cheryl, you didn't realize.
No, I was like, if he pulls this off, I'm going to be so proud of him. And then,
well, you didn't realize at that point, and none of us did, that you were going to become the camera person, and that the videos were going to become integral in all of this.
No, this is the good sister that I am. I actually told Corey, I'm like, if you want me to video for you, I can do it, because he was videoing at the time as well, and I'm like, as a favor, I'll help him out, like, no problem, let alone, yeah, by the way, you're going to be doing this all the time now. Okay, I guess. I don't have videography training. I've never done any of that, but I'm like, I'll try my best, and I'll try not to get hit by pucks, because that's a fear. That's a major fear of mine. But yeah, I was like, all right, if we're going to hockey games, this is going to be fun.
Well, we went to Miramichi for that opening game, and I remember it was like, there's a lot of people here. Like, maybe this could be bigger than I thought it could be. But then Cheryl took that video of that hit behind the net.
Yep.
And that video got like, I don't know, I think like 60,000 views in a couple of days, because people were amped up for the season too. And Miramichi is just like a hotbed of hockey. So that video took off and Cheryl was like, whoa, maybe. And then I was like, this is clearly where we need to go with this. So we did. And it worked out.
When I think of clips that Cheryl took, the first one that comes to mind is that clip in Miramichi, that big hit, and how just focused it is, how like it's so clear as day.
If you watch the beginning of that clip, that was literally the puck drop from the start of the season. That was the first thing that happened, was that hit. You wouldn't know, Corey, because you weren't there.
No, I was at work.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
We had you though for like 10 minutes. Wasn't it 10 minutes? We had you on FaceTime or something. We had you on.
Yeah, you might have seen that hit. We just didn't realize how big it was going to be.
No, this was before the game started. I had just finished work, I think, an hour before that. Like, our season had just ended.
Yeah.
So that's why I couldn't make it. And you FaceTimed me. I think you guys took a picture, like a group picture, but I'm on FaceTime, so I'm in the picture.
I have that picture. I will gladly put it on Facebook or send it to Corey and be like, you do your thing.
That's put it on the Facebook page.
What was your favorite game from this season? Or you can answer this too.
Oh, shit. I was like,
wait. Oh.
Regular season or playoff or anything.
Whatever you want.
I'm gonna let the girls choose first because I don't have an answer.
I think actually my favorite game, not so much for necessarily the play, but the last game in the Dalhousie-Buctouche series where we were in, was it the last game? I think it was the last game. We were in the one before when we were in Buctouche.
Okay, game four in Buctouche.
Yeah, where you and I, Corey, kind of got to just go off and sit and experience the game like we would have before. What people might not know is that I'm probably just as sarcastic as Corey is. So I come up with these stories that have nothing to do with anything that's happening around us. And it's kind of hard to do that when you're next to someone live streaming or recording. So it was nice to just experience it as a fan again.
Yeah. You guys have an answer yet, Cheryl, Corey?
I do.
All right.
My answer is a stupid one.
All right.
I think it was game two of Buctouche versus Dalhousie. And I only caught the last period of that. And the reason that's my favorite is because going to that last period, that weekend, I saw all eight teams. We were in Miramichi on Friday. On Saturday, we were in, I believe, Shippigan. And that same night, I was in Rishibuktu for the LC game. Left 5 minutes early, made it to Buctouche for the last period there. So to me, that was kind of like, who else is going to do that? You know, only dumb idiots like us that is like some weird thing that's important to me, but nobody else. So that's answer.
I can say that my favorite game was River Valley in Elsipuktuk regular season. I love hockey. I love the play. I love fights. I love goal scoring. I love hockey. And I love a big hit. That game had a huge hit by Elijah Francis. John Hardy made that diving puck sweep save in the crease. I love that defensive play. There was great goaltending. I think that was the first game that I saw Ryu. And there was that really good, maybe fight of the year, Benji Curtis and Trey Lewis.
Yeah.
We were standing behind the net with Charles. I don't know. It was just like a perfect game to me. I had a great time. We had some food before the games with good people, and it was just a good game. So for me, when I think about like what's my favorite game, probably that LC River Valley game. Cheryl, do you have an answer yet? It's okay if you just name a game.
Okay.
Listen, we all know it's the one where she went into the Hawks locker room.
Yeah, it was Hawks versus Dalhousie. In Dalhousie, we'll get to that. Actually, go ahead. What's your favorite game?
So my favorite was right from the beginning. Was when we first started this whole journey. Was just seeing hockey because we were without hockey for like 4 or 5 months with no hockey at all. And then it was like we went to Miramichi, and it was Miramichi Buctouche, and it was that first game with that first hit, and just realizing. Like how much I miss just watching the hockey, just being like, wow, I miss this so much.
And was it that game because Corey wasn't there? Was that the reason?
No, gosh, no. No, not at all. But no, it was just I missed hockey and I didn't realize how much I missed it before then. And just recording that clip of the hit behind the net that I got. And after that game, I knew my life was changed because of how many views.
That's such
and
a I profound thing to say.
Being so nervous. And I was like, so many people have watched this video that I took. And I'm like, I'm flabbergasted by how many people. And I'm just a little like shy person that doesn't talk much, that doesn't try to put herself out there too much. And that was like the biggest shock for me.
Top five Cheryl games. One COVID game.
That COVID game was also the Canfield fight.
Yes,
it was. I thought she was going to say that.
It's like the thing, that thing that nobody talks about. Oh, by the way, today is the new episode of Get Pucked. I haven't watched it yet. Has anybody watched it?
No, I haven't even thought about that.
We'll have to check that out later.
I thought she was going to mention that one because that was a me and Cheryl game.
Yeah.
Got to hang out with Connor. I thought she was going to be like, whew, a break from my brother. Awesome.
Everybody needs a break from me. So my next question, and this one's not a question so much as I just want Cheryl to tell people the locker room story. Just tell it, because I know that people are listening to this episode, and if I don't ask for it, they'll kill me. Like Travis will be like, dude, how did you not get her to share it? Ricky would probably never talk to me again. So just go ahead, share the locker room story. So we're in Dalhousie. Start there.
So we're in Dalhousie. This is the first time we go to Dalhousie. I don't know the rink whatsoever. I'm just like, I remember seeing Eric when I first walked in, and I was like, oh, he's a very nice guy. And I remember that. And then we walk in, and then we're on the side of where we were recording for the playoffs, yep. Right by the goalie. Like, I think we were the section next to us, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. So we're there, and unbeknownst to us, there was no power that day. So it was freezing cold. It was like Doke Town cold, that arena.
Maybe
so
even worse.
Like, yeah, it was bad. It was very, very cold. And I'm not a warm person to begin with. So I'm like, I'm going to go to the car and go get blankets and get some for everybody, bring enough blankets and pillows and everything. And I'm like, we're on that side. So then I'm walking and I'm like, where's the exit? I don't know this place. And I'm like, Corey's gone, or he's in the seats, and we're like schmoozing and mingling and whatnot. And it's like, we're all talking to people there. And I'm just like, I'll just find my car. I'll find the exit. That's fine. So I went like downstairs, and there was like, this isn't outside. This is like another area or whatever. So then I saw this sign, and it had like a green little person being like the exiting. I'm like, oh, this is the exit door. This has to be it. So I pushed the first door, and I'm like, there's another door. I'm like, all right, whatever. It's like malls have two sets of doors. I'm fine. It's totally fine. So anyway, so I pushed the next door, and I see the Hawks, or I see one person from the Hawks stretching, like his legs are stretched, his arms are stretched, and he's like bent over. And I'm telling you,
it's a little graphic. Jesus,
I turned heel and ran out. I'm like, I need to find my car right now. I'm panicking, and I'm like, I don't know where I'm going. So I go to the car, go get the pillows, and I finally find an outside door. I'm like, thank God I can go. So anyway, so I come back in. And the guys are like, I hope that the Hawks are here. They're not on the ice yet. I'm like, oh, they're here. All right. They're definitely here. And then they didn't know what I went through. I was like, oh my gosh, of course this has to happen to me.
Yeah. Because the week before, the Hawks had played Dalhousie in Elspeth, and it got really rough. It was a very rough game. So we were like, oh man, I hope the Hawks just didn't like no show this game or something. Cause they were like 3 or 4 minutes late for warm up, and Cheryl comes back after like being gone 20 minutes or something. It was ridiculous. Yeah, that is exactly how I remember it too. I wish you could remember who that Hawks player was.
I have no idea who that was, but I saw one person. I saw a lot of hockey bags on the floor, and I'm like, okay, like this is definitely a dressing room. This has to be a dressing room. And I'm like, I'm not allowed here. I don't want to be flashed or anything. I'm like, I'm getting out of here right now. I turned like 50 shades of red. Just, yep, no. No, I was, get me out of here right now. So
after that incident, Dalhousie added extra security. They put up some more barricades. It's a much safer arena for visiting teams now. And Cheryl will not find her way. Thank you, Travis Robichaux.
Yes, thank you, Travis.
man, what is your favorite road story from one of the road trips this year? And we can all share one of those. Corey, do you have one that pops into your mind really quick? Cheryl, anybody?
I know some are already going to come up, but I might as well rib myself here. Spilling gravy all over my jeans.
Oh, no.
We're in Saint-Hubert, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bathurst. Saint-Hubert, yeah. Bathurst.
I don't know if anybody's ever seen me eat, but I eat like I've been starving for 10 years. Something in my family, we like to finish our food quick to get it over with. And I had a packet of mayonnaise. And as it fell out of my hand, I tried to grab it. And my hand just like completely tipped the gravy, flew all over me. And that's how our adventure started that day.
That's how Gravy Nuts Voltour was born.
Gravy Nuts Voltour, I'll take it. Yep.
Girls, you guys, either of you have a story yet? I can go. I can go for sure. So for me, there's a few that pop into my head, but I don't think anything will ever top the locker room story. We already shared it, and I've talked about it many times, but just sitting there, waiting like 10 or 15 minutes for Cheryl to come back from the car. She was gone for, it felt like forever. And we were like legit concerned that Dalhousie was the only team out there. We're like, did we come here and there's going to be no game? And I remember looking at Cheryl and going like, the Hawks aren't here. What's going on? And Cheryl's reaction in her face, her like, oh, they're here. And I was like, what? Just like, I'll never forget. She was so red. There's no shade of red to explain how flushed and embarrassed she was. It was the best.
I'm flushed right now as he's saying it. this is
you know, another really good one, just because, I'm sorry, Cheryl, it's about you again.
I know, I figured.
We're on our way to, I believe it was Dalhousie again.
It was Dalhousie.
And Mama Podcast is looking at everything. I think it might have been the exact same day as
Gravy Nuts.
As Gravy Nuts. And Mama Podcast is saying all the things they have in Saint-Hubert. And she goes, there's Nashville hot chicken. And Cheryl, with all sincerity, Cheryl, I love you. You're one of my best friends. But the sincerity, you just went, but we're not in Nashville. We're not going to Nashville. And the car got silent. And then Cheryl just went like, oh, why did I say that? Like, just just right there, she's like, I fucked up. I fucked up. They heard it. They are silent. The wheels are turning. I am Nashville hot chicken now.
Oh my God.
Yes. I think that same drive, like that whole drive, had so many fun stories coming from it. And it was the same one where normally we don't actually take Corey's car when we go to a rink. It's either my SUV, Cheryl's SUV, whatever. Now that I think about it, I wonder why. But we took Corey's that time, and our dog Colby, that's his area, so nothing is set up for actual passengers. And that car ride started with Mama Podcast and Cheryl trying to figure out the whole seatbelt situation.
Yeah.
And it was just a comedy of errors, and I loved every moment of it.
I was trying not to laugh. It went on from Rishabakto to Kushabuguak.
Yeah.
Yeah. They
laughed,
and then something else so happened.
It was a 20-minute drive. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the more they tried, the more they just failed. And the more they failed, the more they laughed.
At one point, my mom buckled up, and she only had, like, the chest strap and nothing around her waist. And she was like, this is probably good enough.
Oh, it was so funny.
Oh my God. We were dying. Like, I was choking. I almost blacked out in the backseat. Like, Corey and I can black out if we laugh so hard. And we have the same laugh. We have the same like hyena laugh. And it's so true. So I think my favorite story is actually the rum, 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 rum. That was like one of the best moments I've seen all season. Like, just the whole and then listening to the clip of the like the amalgamated clip of both
Adam and then of Corey.
Yeah, that is pure genius. And I know it was Tracy's doing.
Yeah.
There's also the story of my trip to, there's also another one for me, is the day we were going to Doketown. And oh my gosh. So this is really embarrassing, but I was going somewhere to pick something up really quick, and I was driving really quick. And oh my gosh, I don't think this was said on the podcast yet. So this is a, this is a,
you were on your way to Elsapuktuk to pick up a Hawk, a Junior Hawks hoodie.
Yes. Yes, okay. I was. And we were late. We were running late because I was going to be going back to Rishabukto to pick up Corey and Corey. And we were going to go up to Doketown for the game. And anyways, it took like 3/4 of an hour to an hour for me to get my, my hoodie. So I was like, okay, come back. So I'm driving there, get stopped by the cops. I get stopped by the cops and he gives me a warning. The guy was so nice. Like I will never forget this day. And I didn't have my registration in my car because I didn't replace it. I got it, but I didn't replace it in my car yet. So the guy could have absolutely charged me for speeding and for not having a registration up to date. And the fact that I, that happened to me on the way to Doketown or on the way to Elsie. And then I was going to be going to pick up Corey. And I was so frazzled after all of that. And went back down home, picked up my mom, and then we were going to go to Doketown, and Corey already took off beforehand. And anyways, I'm driving. So we go to the game and we're coming back home that night. And apparently Tracy got the best idea of making the video with me, and I'm behind bars. Look, I about blacked out from laughing so hard during that, like watching that video. Like it's just, there's so much.
Cheryl,
we might put that video up on Facebook after this goes live.
The thing is, that was one part that we had talked about. There was a lot more that we talked about. We were going to convince Adam Story, if he was on the PA, to play Bad Boys and mention you.
And dedicate it to Cheryl.
Yeah. No
and
way.
And he wasn't on the PA that night, unfortunately. Yeah.
I would have died. Oh no.
Yeah, because I was visiting my parents in the Florenceville Heartland area.
That's right.
And I get a text from Corey being like, Cheryl got a warning from the cops. Can you like do something with the cops TV show theme? And so I'm sitting there with my nieces and nephews all around and they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, you see. So yeah. That video is currently just shared amongst us, but if any listeners want to sneak a peek at that, you can let us know. Maybe we'll put it up.
Yeah, we can always put it up if people want to see it. Yeah, I think that's that was a good one. Poor Cheryl getting pulled over. What were the playoffs like for you guys? Because as we got into the playoffs, obviously we were already kind of established, we were doing pretty well, but things really took off come playoffs.
It was long
not necessarily in a bad way, but definitely pushed us, because like Corey and I, we have full-time jobs that last, you know, all year long. So we're still doing that, still, you know, doing the podcast stuff. And so it was trying to balance all of that.
With our good mythical morning addiction.
Yes. With our good mythical morning addiction. Dash cam videos. But and slap fighting was in there at one point too. But it would be, we had to find this sort of rhythm, because by that time I had fully taken over during the games, any of the messages that come through. Thankfully, Joel, shout out to Joel Dion Plays. He mostly covered the YouTube chat, so he moderated there. So it was just a lot, but now that it's done, I can look back and be like, okay, we survived that. we have set a foundation for next year. And I think I said earlier, we set the bar maybe a little high for our first season, but the hope is we at least maintain it.
Playoffs were a good time, though. I mean, we had a lot of fun, made a lot of really cool road trips. It's really where we bonded and met a lot of people. And that's where I want to lead into the next thing that I want to shout out. Cheryl, you became really good friends with somebody through hockey. Roxanne Merrill Young.
Roxanne. I love her. She's amazing. She's such a kind soul. I didn't expect to make a friend like hers. And I remember that first Miramichi game, and we were like just on the section where she actually records her.
Yeah.
Where she records. We were up top and we were like, who's that lady with the camera? Never realizing that we'd be such great friends later on that year, like never ever expected. And I remember Corey and Corey telling me that, oh, they're going to go meet Roxanne Merrill Young and at like one game or whatnot. And I'm just like, well, I have to go meet her too. So they went before the game and met her. And then I was like, well, I'm going to go and meet her myself. And then I'm like, hi, I'm Cheryl with the podcast. And she's like, oh my gosh. And she's Roxanne, of course. Everyone knows.
Did she ask you about the locker room?
No, she very kind of did not.
She's a nice person. I appreciate
that so much. Because I know I'm known for the locker room story, now the cop story.
Remember that game in Dalhousie?
I've got so many.
Remember that game in Dalhousie where we went up the stairs and Travis met us and he was like, hey, welcome guys. I'm glad you guys came back. Then he looked at Cheryl and he was like, I put security at the visitor locker room.
Yeah, this is the first time I was meeting Travis, and I turned 50 Shades of Red again. I'm like, what is this place doing to me? I swear, like it was awesome.
Oh man, this has already been a 37 minute episode. It's a pretty good time.
Having fun.
Yeah, it's awesome to have you guys on here. I will have to do it again sometime, Tracy. I know you're a little more camera shy. Cheryl, I don't think you are, but you think you are. But I think that's all we have for this episode. You guys have anything else you want to add?
Just thank you.
Awkward silence.
Meeting so many new people and making friends and just building like such a good thing in our lives that keeps us busy, that keeps us active, that makes us meet people and see great hockey. Like the hockey's a bar none. It's the best hockey I've seen. I will forever be a BSHL fan forever and ever. And meeting like all of the GMs, all the owners, all the, you know, everybody, like there's so many good people. And it's the reason why we did this. And Corey iterated on this the last podcast. He iterated on it that, it's an honor that they let us go into their buildings and record and put videos out. And it's just, and the hockey players accept us. And it's such a nice thing for all of us. And my life is forever changed because of this podcast. So I love profound. I love all of you.
Tracy.
Just echoing what Cheryl said, just a big thank you to everybody. You know, at the arenas who have come up and shown their support for me, especially the people online who help me to explain why we mute when there's a stoppage in play, or, you know, if there's going to be a live stream on the post where we already talk about the live stream, but just those people who really do support us and know and help us out too. I think that there's a very good chance we would have stopped or at least not gone as far as we did if we didn't have that support behind us. Because as Corey said, you know, to us as a group a few times, those three or four people who, you know, are negative or frustrating, there's 100 more to their one. And those are the people that, you know, we, you know, traveled, what, 10,000 kilometers for. Those are the people that we, you know, stayed up until 3 a.m. to get home for. We know that the appreciation is genuine, and it's we appreciate you as well.
Yeah. All right. Corey, do you have anything to add?
I would like to thank my dog for not barking during this episode. I would like to thank my cat at my feet that scared the daylights out of me just a second ago. And I'd like to thank all three of you, plus Mama Podcast, plus Jolteon Plays. You made this ugly fella feel pretty special. So thank you very much. I love you all.
Next season, we'll put a lipstick on that pig, Corey.
I think it's called a brown paper bag.
Oh, okay.
We'll put lipstick on the paper bag. There all right, go. Everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next Thursday. Take care.
You bitch.
See you soon.
Bye. Take care.